CBS News. Former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. This is John Bohannon reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Police say a man with a gun apparently had been waiting in the entrance of the Dakota, the apartment building where Lennon lived. Just as Lennon got out of a car, the man opened fire. More from Stephanie Shelton.
Lennon was brought to Roosevelt Hospital's emergency room shortly before 11 p.m., according to Dr. Stephen Lynn, director of emergency room services.
He was dead on arrival. Extensive resuscitative efforts were made, but in spite of transfusions and many procedures, he could not be resuscitated.
Where was he shot, Doc, and how many times?
He had multiple gunshot wounds in his chest, in his left arm, and in his back.
Lynn said there were 7 wounds in Lennon's body, although he could not say how many shots were actually fired. Lennon died, said Lynn, from damage to the large blood vessels in his chest. He probably died, Lynn said, almost instantly. Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, was with the singer when he was shot and later at the hospital. According to Lennon's record producer, Jack Douglas, Lennon had been at a recording session, had taken a break to go home to get something to eat. He was shot in the entrance to his apartment. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News, New York.
One witness, Sean Stroob, says the man who shot Lennon had what's described as almost a smirk as he pulled the trigger, and he describes the suspect.
Between 30 and 40 years old, he was kind of fat. He didn't look like a groupie or, you know, anything like that. He almost had a sort of sneer on his face. I mean, he was proud of what he had done, apparently. He scuffled with him getting into the police car. His head was held high. He had kind of a sort of a smile, almost. One person that lives across the street said he had seen the guy there on the sidewalk, like, all week. Had just been kind of hanging around. I think he intended to kill John Lennon. I mean, I don't think it was a robbery or anything like that.
One police spokesman says the gunman, in his words, is a local screwball. Lennon has a single record in the top 10 now. It's called Just Like Starting Over. It's from an album he recorded with Yoko Ono titled Double Fantasy. It's the first single that Lennon has released in more than 5 years. It's been out just 2 months. Repeating, former Beatle John Lennon was shot and killed Monday night in New York City. He was 40. More CBS News in a minute.
What in the World Happened in December? Brought to you by your local Navy recruiter. In December 1775, the first flag unfurled aboard an American warship was hoisted by Lieutenant John Paul Jones on board the flagship Alfred at Philadelphia on the occasion of placing the Continental Navy in commission. George Washington resigned his military commission in December of 1783 and retired to his estate at Mount Vernon, Virginia. December 1851, over 30,000 volumes in the Library of Congress were destroyed in a fire. The highest bridge in the world was completed in December 1929. The Royal Gorge Bridge across the Arkansas River in Colorado suspends 1,053 feet over the gorge. In December 1941, Japanese aircraft attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. 6 ships were sunk, 12 damaged, 150 aircraft destroyed, and 2,334 were killed or missing. The surprise attack forced the United States into World War II. That's what happened in December. To find out what's happening in the Navy today, call toll-free 800-841-8000. In Georgia, call 800-342-5855.
Britain's Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is back in London after a visit to Dublin and talks there with Prime Minister Charles Hoy of Ireland. Thatcher says their talks cover the whole range of political problems.
We try to secure greater cooperation on security matters. We want to have greater economic cooperation between the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. And we want to replace the violence with cooperation and mutual understanding. And I believe we've taken a step forward in mutual understanding.
Prime Minister Thatcher stayed in Dublin only a few hours. Security was so tight that her visit to Ireland was not even announced until her plane had landed. President-elect Reagan arrived late Monday in New York City for several days of meetings and social visits. He plans to go to Washington on Wednesday. Mr. Reagan has indicated he may be able to reveal some cabinet appointments by Wednesday, but an aide says those announcements may not come until Thursday. Now this.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. Is there something you'd really like to have, but you think you can't afford it? Well, have you considered buying on credit? Keep in mind, though, that credit shopping is as important as shopping for the items you want. And deciding if you can afford credit should be your major consideration. Now, here are a few tips. The basis for wise credit buying is wise budget planning. It's important to know exactly how much you can afford to pay each month for your credit purchases and to balance that against your regular bills. Keep in mind that credit does cost money, and a good budget plan should include all your expenses for a full year. Also, some money should be budgeted for emergencies. And what's left, you see, will be the deciding factor in whether or not you can afford credit. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
The official Soviet news agency TASS says counter-revolutionary groups have penetrated Poland's independent trade unions and are aggravating the country's political troubles. In Washington, spokesman John Trattner says some officials in certain quarters, in his words, projected a sort of rosy tone of optimism last week. But Trattner says that doesn't fit the facts the United States has received, indicating the Soviets are prepared to intervene in Poland. John Bohannon, CBS News.
KNX News Radio, on the scene, on the move, in Southern California.
Good evening at 10:06. This is George Walsh for KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. Now the major stories in Los Angeles and the West on this Monday, December 8th. Former Beatle John Lennon is shot and killed in Manhattan. Now let's switch controls live to station WCBS in New York and Rich Lamb.
But we do know that he is a white male, apparently in his 20s. Some people in the neighborhood of the Dakota on West 72nd Street said that he had apparently been hanging around there during the week. Evidently, this shooting could have been intentional, though we don't know that for a fact yet, and we do not have a positive identification on the individual yet. We do know that Lennon was had seven wounds in his body, according to Dr. Stephen Lind of Roosevelt Hospital. He said he attended Lennon as he arrived. He was dead on arrival. He made efforts to resuscitate Lennon, but those efforts were unsuccessful. Again, we do not know the number of bullets which entered Lennon's body, but he did have seven wounds and died from massive internal injuries, a great blood loss apparently when some of the large veins and arteries were hit in his chest. He was also wounded, we are told, in the arm. Again, we are operating here at the 20th Precinct where the detectives are now checking out just exactly what took place. But apparently, as we say, the individual waited for Lennon as he came back to the Dakota from a recording session. He was apparently going back there for something to eat, and he was waiting for Lennon and shot him there. So, John, we're waiting for further details here. We'll let you know as soon as police have identified the suspect.
Okay, Rich Lamb, taking a look at the suspect side of the story again. 40-year-old John Lennon. That report direct from WCBS Radio in New York City, our sister station on the East Coast, and Rich Lamb reporting on the shooting death of John Lennon in Manhattan tonight. We'll have further details a little later. Repeating this late item heard a short time ago on KNX News Radio, former Beatle John Lennon was shot to death tonight at his home on Manhattan's Upper West Side. A police spokesman says a suspect is in custody.
KLOS Los Angeles, we're going now to New York with Bob Windsor on the details surrounding John Lennon's death.
This is a special report from ABC News, the death of John Lennon. I'm Bob Windsor, ABC News, New York. Thousands of people are milling around outside a luxury New York City apartment house at this hour. They're not all rock and roll fans. They are young and old, rich and poor, black and white. The only thing they share is shock. Shock at the violent death of John Lennon at the age of 40. John Lennon, shot by an unidentified young man police call a local screwball. John Lennon, the force behind the Beatles, who in turn were the single greatest motivating force behind the changes in Western civilization over the last 15 years. The Dakota is one of the most renowned buildings in New York City, renowned for its luxury, its style, and its privacy. John Lennon had just returned home at the Dakota with his wife Yoko Ono when a man leaped out from the shadows and fired at him once, twice, seven times. ABC's Ian Hunter picks up the story from New York's 20th Police Precinct.
Lennon is said to have given the man his autograph earlier in the day. Lennon staggered into his apartment building after the shooting. Policeman James Moran, who was in the car that rushed Lennon to the hospital, told me Lennon was shot point blank. His shirt was red with blood. He was at best semi-conscious during the trip.
John Lennon was pronounced dead shortly after arriving at Roosevelt Hospital in Manhattan. Lennon had lived in semi-seclusion in recent years, devoting himself to his wife and his young son. Only a few months ago, he returned to the recording studio His album, Double Fantasy, had just been released.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have...
But it was Lennon's earliest work that revolutionized the music world. Perhaps you can remember what you were doing when you heard the Beatles for the first time. Before you heard that song, you probably wore your hair short, button-down shirts, skirts for the ladies, and your idea of a good time might have been a Saturday night at the movies or the local bar. But the Beatles changed all that. ABC rock critic Lou O'Neill offered this assessment.
John Lennon is figures in the history of rock and roll. He and Paul McCartney single-handedly shaped the generation in the 1960s that revolutionized not only the world of music, but also revolutionized social lifestyle and also also a political involvement that young people expressed in the late 60s and the 1970s. Ironically, Lennon was just making his comeback now. His return album, his comeback album, was called John and Yoko, Double Fantasy, and it was just released, I'd say, about 2 months ago. The first single is Just Like Starting Over, which was a big hit for John Lennon, and he was doing so very well in the midst of this comeback that it's almost beyond belief that he could be struck down as he was tonight here in New York.
Lou O'Neill says, and many would agree, that the album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was the single greatest album in the history of rock and roll. The Beatles, who had already changed the Western world's lifestyle, changed it again, abruptly shedding their boy-next-door image and appearing as full-fledged flower children, and the world followed them. Although the Beatles have been disbanded for 10 years, the world is still following John Lennon when he was shot last night. ABC television producer Alan Weiss happened to be at Roosevelt Hospital when Lennon was brought in.
The hospital, which plays music in the corridors, the song that was playing on the music was All My Loving. They were still working on him. About 5 or 6 minutes after that, Yoko Ono began to scream, "Oh no, no, oh no, no."
The police haven't told us yet the name of the young man they say shot John Lennon, but they told us he cared about John Lennon, as the rest of us did. Earlier in the day, he had asked and received an autograph from him. This has been a special report from ABC News, the death of John Lennon. I'm Bob Windsor, ABC News, New York.
Thank you, Bob. This is Shauna. Don't know what else to say after that. Strange man.